Being in front of the jail, there is a bit of a mad story about the jail that preceded this one, and it involves the most famous smuggler from all Wales. We'll talk more about him later. But the story goes that William Owen took a sabbatical from smuggling to help out his pal Thomas Perry. Despite being a solicitor, Perry was having legal troubles with the Johns family of Abermad, which is about 40 miles from here and close to Aberystwyth. So Perry asked his shady friends to step in and do what they could do to get Johns to pay his debts. Owen assembled a small troop of men to go and attack the Johns' house in Abermad. When they got to Abermad, they were fired on, and some members of the troop decided to immediately walk in the same direction they had just come from. Even though they had fewer men, Owen stayed and fought with the Jones family and the private protection force of 40 men for 11 hours. Fighting stopped when William Owen put a cask of gunpowder in a wagon and pushed it under a balcony of the house. That's one way of resolving conflict. Imagine the next time your neighbours are a little too loud, you lob a grenade over the fence. I forgot to mention, Johns was the High Sheriff of Cardiganshire when William Owen attacked the house. Who do you think landed in the jail? The notorious law-breaking smuggler or the High Sheriff of Cardiganshire? Of course, it was the High Sheriff of Cardiganshire who ended up in the jail. Remember this key piece of advice. Always pay your debts. Johns, it turns out, was up to his eyeballs in debt. He had remortgaged his house multiple times and would force messengers with court summonses to eat the summons when they tried delivering them. It would seem that Thomas Perry was not the only person Johns owed money to. Once word got round of William Owens' siege on Abermad, a mob of about 100 people formed and carried Johns off to the jail here. They must have been furious with Johns, because it is a distance of 40 miles between Abermad and Cardigan, which is a long way to carry someone. It really does seem mad. On the one hand, someone can be hanged for stealing laundry, and on the other, a known smuggler feels confident enough to lay siege to and blow up the High Sheriff's house. Not only that, but then walked away without being arrested. If you could put anyone in jail, who would you put into jail?